it was introduced last year, and unfortunately, it did not go anywhere. But the good news is that Congressman David Price from North Carolina and Mike Castle from Delaware are hoping to reintroduce a bill perhaps this week. They're trying to get something out before the August recess, and Senator Voinovich on the Senate side is leading the charge. So we're hoping to see this bill reintroduced, and hopefully this year would be a good year for it to actually move.
And so how would it work, the way it's constituted now, moving through Congress?
Well, I think it builds upon last year, and just in the way of context, you know, we know that there's an increased interest in working for government, and some folks think, well, the problem's solved. There's lots of folks out there looking for jobs. What we know is that in some mission-critical areas, the demand for talent still exceeds the supply. You guys talked about this on the show last week in the issue of cybersecurity. Just not enough people with the right skills to fill all the jobs. So what this would do, the Roosevelt Scholars Act, would actually provide funding. There would be a nationwide competition. So, you know, some highly skilled folks would compete for federally funded scholarships in mission-critical areas. These scholarships would provide tuition and living expenses up to $60,000 a year. Hopefully, in most cases, you know, the combined bill would not be that much, but it could be in for some universities. So up to $60,000 a year for 5 years. In return, students upon graduation would have a commitment to federal service for from 3 to 5 years, depending on the length of their scholarship, similar to the military ROTC program. And that would provide then a new source of talent in mission-critical areas, and, you know, with a commitment of 3 to 5 years. And what we know is, you know, after 3 to 5 years, a lot of folks will decide to stay in government.
Now, that $60,000 sounds like a high figure, but that is including your room and board, right? Some living expenses?
That is correct, Jane. It's tuition plus some living expenses. You know, that would be, you know, up to $12,000 for the living expenses, and then, you know, up to you know, $48,000 for tuition. Again, in most cases, I don't think it would be that high, but it could be.
And John, you know, I hate to be the skunk at the picnic, but okay, suppose someone takes advantage of this and then decides not to go into government service. What happens then?
They pay it back. Yeah, it's a commitment that comes with an obligation. And if you decide that, well, gee, I've got a great offer somewhere else, that's fine. But you do then owe the government, you know, any scholarship monies that have been paid, you owe that back to the government and the taxpayer.
We're talking with John Palguta, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. And what's your sense of how agencies are reacting to this? Is this something that they would like to see and hopefully get their hands on some of these bright scholars down the line?
I think absolutely, Tom. There's you know, there's a petition that we've been helping support. We have, and in fact, you guys are very good at FedNewsRadio.com or FederalNewsRadio.com, linking to the partnership website. There's a petition there. We have over 120 leaders from colleges, university associations, and good government groups. Hundreds of individuals have signed an online petition in support of this. We've talked to folks in the agencies. You know, they can't wait to get their hands on some of the talent down the road that they're desperately looking for.
But they don't get involved on the front end. The student basically goes and studies what they see fit, and then the agencies get involved on the back end when the student graduates?
That is correct. Again, for the students, the potential students, there's a government-wide a nationwide competition, and anybody, you know, current federal employees could compete if they want to go back to grad school, for example. And it has to be in a mission-critical area, so we're not necessarily going to turn out a bunch of new art majors.
Although that would be lovely.
It would be, and I have nothing against art majors. You know, it would be in areas where there is a definite need. And then, as that talent starts coming out of the pipeline, the graduate or even undergraduate school pipeline, then agencies will be lining up to attract that talent to their individual agency and needs.
And this has been likened to the ROTC program for the military. I wonder if some of these jobs could go to civilian positions in Defense Department.
Oh, absolutely. I think Defense Department is likely to be a big user of the talent should this act be passed, which it should be. They've got a lot of needs over there. And again, this could be part of that cybersecurity pipeline, but there's a lot of other needs outside that area also. And, you know, over 30% of all civilian jobs are in the Department of Defense.
And John, does it matter where people end up going, what school they end up attending? Is that a qualifier, or getting into the school? Does that qualify you? And how do you keep the scholarship? Do you have to keep a grade point average?
Oh, sure. Just, you know, like any student, you know, first of all, of course, would have to be an accredited institution. So no mail order. And one has to be a good student. I mean, you have to be able to get admission and retain your standing with a good grade point average, et cetera.
So you get qualified. I mean, you are qualified for the Roosevelt Scholarship before you get in, or which one happens first?
Well, you could qualify for the scholarship, but then obviously if you were denied admission or did not obtain admission to the university, it would simply, you know, the funds would not be paid because you would not have any tuition or related living expenses to pay. So you could qualify, know you have the scholarship, and then seek admission to the university of your choice.
Or many universities.
Yes, and I would certainly do that. But now, because this is a government-wide competition to even qualify for the scholarship, I don't think that's going to be a problem. The folks who get through, who are granted a scholarship, are going to be folks that, you know, probably will not have much difficulty finding universities happy to take them.
Well, thanks for joining us, John, and we're going to keep an eye on this one.
You should. I think it should be something really good. And thank you very much for having me on today.
Yeah, as always.
Hey, John, the good news is that you get a $60,000 potential scholarship. The bad news is you're competing with NASA in order to get them. So good luck there.
Absolutely, Jane.